ask her when I think I've got a pole. I ask her lots of questions as she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Well, that may well be the case in certain routines, so then again it may not be the case, because apparently 9 in 10 cat owners think that purring means their cat is happy, but cats purr for a variety of reasons. Also, many owners communicate with their cats by singing to them. In fact, every cat owner has a special bond, and it's staggering 7.4 million UK homeowners have cats. But when it comes to actually understanding the whole scenario, it's a different world entirely. So to address that question, and maybe to actually address a whole range of other fascinating feline facts as well, we're delighted to welcome to the program this morning the fabulous cat behavior expert extraordinaire, the amazing Eleanor Hinson. Good morning, Eleanor.
Good morning, thank you for that.
Very important to me. It's critical we get our catalogue of cats sorted through from that point of view. I'm not going to go into puns, but this is an interesting poll that's coming back from Lily's Kitchen. That suggests that actually we still don't really understand our feline friends.
Yeah, looking at the research done by Lily's Kitchen, so they're the people who make natural, nutritious food for cats. A number of things came out of their research, and one was owners don't really feel that they understand their cat behaviour, one of which is their feeding behaviour. Cat owners said that their cats are picky, they're picnickety, and they don't really feed like people do and like dogs do.
Yeah, I mean, looking at that particular sort of element, I mean, you know, nearly 9 in 10 cat owners that think that their cats purr, for instance. I mean, quite apart from the food thing, I mean, I was always led to believe that actually if a cat's purring, it's generally happy, but it's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, it's not. It does depend on the context, and they sometimes purr when they're nervous. Cats also purr when they're in pain and also when they're close to death. So it does depend. It's not just one signal means that they're okay.
Mm-hmm. 4 in 5 of those polls think that the cat wants attention when it sits on your laptop. Clearly a 21st century phenomenon here. We have a correspondent in Los Angeles, Phil Leonis, whose cat who's chosen him, Fuzz Aldrin, was a rescue cat. I think that's the classic line from that point of view. Maybe it's a case of it's a combination of attention and warmth.
Yeah, laptops are very warm, aren't they? They like the warmth. They like to be high up. Being high up makes them feel safe. The warmth is nice, and also having our attention too. If our attention's diverted to the laptop, he's going to get right in there and make sure that he's number one.
Is it the equivalent to when cats? I know my old cat used to love to actually, when the car was in the garage and it just actually arrived in the garage, it used to make a beeline to sit on the bonnet of the car. Is it a similar thing?
Yeah, having that warm area. Cats don't always choose the most appropriate areas to sleep.
Yeah. Wasn't moving at the time, I hasten to add, but it was...
Yeah, then it's not always the right place to sleep.
Yeah. And again, talking about sleep, this whole sort of notion about how the cat actually sort of sleeps, etc. Territorially, is it a case of historically, it's a case of, right, I'll just make sure it's the safest place rather than actually just playing at squeezing as much of my body into this area as possible?
They like to be high up, and they also like tight little areas like that because that's where they feel safest. Cats are predators and also prey animals too, so they're quite cautious and they like to feel safe, and squeezing themselves into tight warm areas enable them to do that.
I think one of the most surprising aspects, Eleanor, that came out of the survey for me was that several cats actually apparently want to sleep on their owner's head.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that at all, really. Somehow it just doesn't work for me. But, I mean, is this something that's a regular thing in your occurrence?
Well, my old cat used to, and he used to wake me up by actually giving me a bit of a head massage while drooling in my hair, which was not pleasant.
Yeah.
And obviously my response was to jump up and feed him. So it was quite a learned behaviour from his point of view. But it is a high up area. The head is quite a warm area of the body to sleep next to. So that's an area of choice for a cat.
Now, clearly, you know, Kitten Impossible, classic TV series, fantastic in every sense of the word. Are we ever going to get to the stage where you kind of have the sense of understanding that you have with canines, or will felines and cats always remain a law unto themselves?
But cats are very different to dogs. They're not the social species that dogs are. They are independent hunters, and in that respect, they're quite sassy in the way that they can go and satisfy their own needs, providing they've got opportunity to. So they don't really need people, and they communicate in a very different way. They communicate through scent mainly, and I think our human expectation is that we want them to communicate like dogs. And they just don't. They don't have that ability to. Mm. So there's a big difference between the two.
They're not pack animals, obviously. That's the key thing.
And they
work for that. Okay, I can suspect that it's only going to be a matter of time. We talked about cats sitting on computers. It's only going to be literally possibly this century where cats will be using computers to order up their own version of Lily's Kitchen food for them.
Yes.
Are we getting to that sort of stage in terms of nutrition and cats from that point of view where, you know, we know that the commercials will actually imply you so many numbers out of 10 prefer X brand of cat food and so on and so forth, etc. And Lily's Kitchen obviously informed from the point of view of overall nutritional advice for cats. But in terms of that, clearly you'd advise that a balanced diet actually helps development in all sorts of ways.
Well, Lily's Kitchen provide natural, nutritious food for cats, and a lot of it is, you know, all natural, high protein, all natural ingredients, and it's all kind of in a home baked food. So it's all very, very nutritious for them. So they understand that the cats need a balanced diet, and giving them that quality is really important too.
And psychologically, I mean, again, I'm interested in the fact that owners can communicate with their cats by singing to them. Would you say that's a way forward, or would you say, not quite sure, but it depends on the song. I mean, if you're going to go thrash metal, for instance, it might frighten the cat, surely.
Well, there's no harm in singing to your cat. If you want to sing to your cat, then go ahead. Whether it means anything to the cat is another thing. But
presumably, you should try and actually avoid the cat's meow and sort of trying to communicate in their language. Otherwise, they might just sort of think, I'm sorry, the person I've chosen to stay to spend time with has just lost it completely. They'll move on. Eleanor, is there a website that people could actually go to actually find out further information or to actually access further details about what we've been speaking about this morning?
There's Lily's Kitchen, which is lilyskitchen.co.uk, and there's also my website, petbehaviourtherapy.co.uk.
There we are, petbehaviourtherapy.co.uk. We may be putting this out again for some of our American correspondents, as well as obviously on the podcast. Oh, actually, there is one last thing. That sort of notion about cats sitting staring at a wall and so on. What's the sort of rationale behind that? Because are they simply seeing things into another dimension?
Well, it depends what they're staring at. If they're staring at a wall, then... Well, it depends on the context.
They could be transcendentally meditating and actually sort of moving to another level, perhaps.
Probably half asleep.
Yeah.
There may be medical. Cats stare at other cats to move them, to intimidate them. They also stare at humans to get attention to.
Hence, presumably, the old phrase, a cat can stare at a king or a queen. A different mind from that point of view. Eleanor, it's been fantastic sharing some thoughts with your good self today.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, hopefully we can connect again in the very near future and keep us more appraised of the wonderful world of cats. Would you be kind enough to return?
I'd love to. Thank you.
Yay!
If you see me walking down the street, staring at the sky, just pass me by. It still makes me cry, but you can make me whole again.
To wait, but baby, if you change your mind, don't be too late, 'cause I just can't go on. It's already been too long, but you could make me whole again. Looking back on when
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you fancy a film, we have over 80 great films to choose from, to suit all ages and all film tastes. Why not check out the free film trailers and see if there's anything you fancy? If the latest blockbuster film isn't your thing, then how about one of our classic films, such as The Great Escape, Rain Man, or Some Like It Hot?
250.
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road just like that.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Rain Man! You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Excellent. And time now, after actually dealing with the psychology of cats, to move back to the nutrition of human beings with our ace nutritional expert in association with Pharma Nord Nutritional Supplements, of course, the wonderful Dennis the Chemist. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Alex. Good morning to you.
So, as ever, we're going to actually have a general series of reflections with your good self and about 20, 25 minutes or thereabouts of sheer informative and potentially life-saving information. Take it away, sir.
Right, sir. Well, talking about cats and getting cats to behave well, what about us humans behaving well with regard to our health? And you also mentioned in your introduction the company Pharma Nord from Denmark. So every week when we have a chat about health and what's been in the newspapers, in the news, I try to link what I'm reading about poor health, I try to link it to a range of products made by the Danish company Pharma Nord. You see, in Denmark, health food products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. So 25 years ago, I came across this range of products by the Danish company Pharma Nord. They have about over 40 products in their range, things like Q10, selenium, pycnogenol, magnesium, chromium, a whole range of products designed to help us maintain good health in the different circumstances of our life. And as I'm reading the newspapers each day, I'm reading what world authorities are bringing to our knowledge about different aspects of life, food that we should be eating, exercise that we should be doing. And having sold Pharma Nord products for a quarter of a century, 25 years, and they having sent me to many world conferences on such products as their bioquinone Q10 Gold, Q10, a substance made in your liver, which gives you energy, and as you pass 20, your production of Q10 starts to fall. And Q10 joins the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe into energy, a molecule called ATP. I know you know water is H2O. I know you know oxygen is O2. But there's a molecule, ATP, and that's the one that gives the human and animals, gives us energy. And evolved in the production of the energy is the substance Q10, which is made in our liver. So yes, I'm linking the Pharma Nord range of products to how we can maintain good health. So for example, Tuesday this week in the Daily Mail, March the 7th on page 13, an award-winning scientist, this is Professor Schultz, who's just collected with his colleagues an unbelievable prize. It was £860,000. It's known as the Brain Prize. And it was awarded to him and his colleagues for studying the brain's reward system, which makes us feel good when we eat, when we drink, or when we gamble. And when he was asked for his views on how to reduce obesity, this is not just overweight, this is the next stage, being obese, he told a news conference there should be some way of regulating the desire to get more calories. When I read that, and he even went on to say that fatty and sugary, we keep hearing about too much sugar, fatty and sugary food should be sold in plain paper wrappers to stop people overeating. Cigarettes will be sold only in plain packaging without branding under new laws that come into the full effect this year. But with the rise of obesity, he goes on to say, foods such as chocolate and crisps should be given the same treatment. According to this professor, Wolfram Schultz, a neuroscientist working here at our prestigious Cambridge University. Professor Schultz called for the ban as he accepted the equivalent of the Nobel Prize for brain research with two colleagues. And as I said, the £860,000 prize, the Brain Prize, was awarded for studying the brain's reward system, which makes us feel good when we eat, drink, or gamble. So when I was reading this, it made me think immediately of one of Pharmanord's products, one of their latest products that came into England 16 months ago. And I've actually sold in my pharmacy here in Manchester 900 packets of this product. It's called Bio Gluco Control. And from the name, as you can see, all the Pharmanord range begin with bio because they're made to pharmaceutical standards and they are biologically active. So BioGluco Control is helping to control glucose, the glucose levels, the sugar levels. And what Pharmanord have done, and it goes quite a way to addressing the very thing that Professor Schultz brings up, how to control the brain's reward system, which makes us feel good when we eat, drink, and gamble. And as I say, when he was asked for his views on how to reduce obesity, he told a news conference there should be some way of regulating the desire to get more calories. When I read that, it immediately made me sit up and think, wow, that's what this BioGluco Control tablet, Pharmanord, is actually doing. This tablet, BioGluco Control, you take two tablets a day. They're purple tablets. Why are they purple? Because they're made from a berry that's found growing up in the mountains of Chile. And the people for centuries, millennia, have been eating this berry for good health. And what's in the berry is a substance which helps to block the pathway of turning starchy food into sugar. Starchy foods like potatoes, anything with starch, swedes, turnips, rice, parsnips, wheat, bread, potatoes, I've already said, all these starchy foods, pizza, pasta, they're all containing starchy foods. And this ingredient that we make, an enzyme called glucosidase, we make that to turn all the starchy foods that I've just mentioned, and there are other starchy foods I haven't mentioned, there's a long list, but these starchy foods, by this enzyme, glucosidase, breaks down the starch into sugar. So the foods that we eat, protein to repair your body, and fat, which you need some fat to keep you warm if you're trapped up a mountain, but normally you don't need too much fat, and most of us, unfortunately, are heading to be fat, or even further fat, is obese, which is what Professor Schultz was talking about. And a lot of our problem is that the starchy foods we eat break down to sugar. Now, there's one other ingredient in the bioglucose control. That's the mineral chromium. That those of you who are over 50, people aged 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, will remember that 50 years ago, car bumpers were made of this shiny metal chromium. Now they tend to be made of rubber or some sort of plastic, but they used to be made of chromium. And people on a Sunday, you could see them polishing, cleaning their cars, polishing the chrome bumpers. But we need, every human and animal, need 100 millionths of a gram of chromium a day. That is a tiny amount, listeners. And you probably aren't aware that the number of cells in your body that need the chromium, the number isn't 60,000 cells that you're made up of. And it isn't 60 million cells. And it isn't 60 billion cells. It's 60 trillion cells. So I'm telling you that the 100 millionths of a gram of chromium, if you could get it, and unfortunately, we're all low in chromium. And even if you had your 100 millionths of a gram, you then have to share it with 60 trillion cells that make up the human adult body. And that chromium, if you've got it, and you can get it from this Pharmanaut product called BioGlucoControl, which, as I say, has the purple berry from the mountains of Chile, which activate or deactivate the enzyme glucosidase that would normally break down your starchy foods into sugar. So by getting much less sugar, you're much less likely to be overweight or obese. Because you remember, folks, sugar is the new nicotine. We're stopping people smoking because of the horrendous problems that smoking causes. I'm allowed to preach because as a pharmacist for 37 years, I, until the government gave it to companies to do, I was one of the pharmacists that delivered oxygen. I had 14 sets out, and I was lugging for years cylinders of oxygen, and 90% of them were smokers or people who unfortunately were living with smokers, not realizing their partner's cigarette smoke was damaging their own lungs and circulation and heart problems. So I know all about the problems of nicotine from smoking. And we do know that the vapor cigarettes, although there may be some question as to do they cause any damage, but we're told categorically by the health experts that the vapor cigarettes, the ones where you breathe in a smoke which is just containing nicotine, the other 4,000 chemicals that are in cigarette smoke, the real cigarette smoke, which gives so many problems to the heart and to the kidneys and to the liver and, of course, the lungs, and your skin looks aging, and so many problems. problems from cigarettes, but when you use the vapor system, you're only getting the nicotine, which you can then gradually take yourself off even the nicotine. So coming back to the BioGlucose control, this is talking about the new problem, well, it's, we've known it for years, the new nicotine that we're having to cope with is the amount of sugar. Because in 1750, people in England got about 12 pounds, 20 pounds of sugar a year from their food. And in America, they registered that in 1920, people were getting about 48 pounds of sugar a year from their food. And in 1990 in America, and we're not far behind because we're only the second in obesity levels to America in the world, in 1990, which is only 27 years ago, people in America, and no doubt here now, are getting over 100 pounds of sugar a year. And that sugar is being stored on our bottoms, on our bellies, on our double chins, and even if you don't drink alcohol, the sugar is stored and gives us non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The big problem of drinking alcohol is that you get alcoholic fatty liver disease, and many people, unfortunately, have to end up waiting for a liver transplant because of all the alcohol that's being drunk. So many people, the youngsters, middle age, all different age groups are drinking more and more and more alcohol. And amongst the many problems of pickling your brain, it's also pickling your liver. Your liver is the biggest organ in the body. It's got more jobs to do than any other organ. Your heart is a pump. Your kidneys are filters. Your eyes you use for looking, and your ears are used for listening. But if you want to store iron, you store it in your liver. If you want to break down medication, it's your liver that breaks it down. It's the organ of detoxification. It's the biggest organ inside your body. You can actually lose 80% of your liver, and you can regrow, if the remaining 20% is healthy enough, you can regrow your liver in 3 months, an amazing organ. But it gets damaged by alcohol, and it gets damaged by cigarettes. So this new product, BioGlucose Control, these two ingredients in this tablet, which is the berry from the mountains of Chile, which stops glucosidase breaking down starch into sugar. And by stopping it being broken down into sugar, obviously you have less sugar damaging your body. Now, the other ingredient is the chromium that I mentioned car bumpers used to be made of. What chromium does, the Japanese found out there's a substance in our cells which we need to make called chromodulin. You can ask many people, even chemists and doctors, have they heard of chromodulin? And many, many people have not heard of chromodulin, which is found in our cells. Now, if you can make enough chromodulin, but we're all low in chromium, but if you take the BioGlucose Control tablet from Pharma Nord, this purple tablet, the chromium in it allows you to make this chromodulin substance, which then helps with the insulin, which is waiting on the outside of your cells with the sugar to give you enough sugar for energy. But without the chromodulin opening the glucose channel in the lining of the cell wall of your cells, the insulin can't hand over the sugar. So it sort of stands there scratching its bottom thinking, what am I going to do with the sugar? He or she hasn't got enough chromium to make it into chromodulin to tell the glucose channels to open, so I'm going to have to store the sugar as fat and end up, even there's so much sugar that I can't make use of in the cells for energy, I'm going to store it on his or her bottom, double chin, belly, and I'll have to give him or her a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. But when you take the BioGlucose Control, two tablets a day, the chromium makes the chromodulin that opens the door for the insulin to put the sugar in your cell, the right amount of sugar. Then you'll make the hormone leptin, L-E-P-T-I-N, which that tells the brain, I feel full. So now you reduce your desire for cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugar and biscuits and all the things that contain sugar. Because leptin tells the brain, I've got enough energy. Because the chromium allowed the right amount of sugar to enter the cell. And because of the purple berry part of the tablet, the amount of sugar that's in the bowel to be absorbed is now greatly reduced because the purple part of the BioGlucose Control tablet has told the carbohydrates don't become so much sugar. So you eat your pizza, your pasta, your bread, your rice, your swedes, your turnips, your parsnips, and the amount of sugar being broken down from the carbohydrate in those foods, the amount of sugar being released is greatly reduced. So PharmaNord's new product, BioGlucose Control, addresses what Professor Schultz wanted to happen. There should be some way of regulating the desire to get more calories. And having sold 900 boxes over the last 16 months, that's when it came into England, the BioGlucose Control, then it greatly addresses what he's talking about. Other things that I've been reading in the newspapers, here's a headline, 10 food types linked to half of heart, stroke and diabetes deaths. It goes on to say, half of all deaths from heart disease, stroke and type 2 diabetes are caused by eating too much or too little of just 10 types of food, a study has found. Not eating enough fruit and veg and consuming too much unprocessed meat and salt is a huge driver of deaths. These are experts at Cambridge University, again, here in England, and the world-famous Tufts, T-U-F-T-S, University in Boston. They're world-famous for looking at the aging process. And these people track the diets of 16,000 Americans. They found the 10 food types had a huge influence on disease, calculating that together, consumption of these foods was linked to 45% of all deaths, comprising heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and these include deaths linked to underconsumption, that's not enough fruit and veg, and nuts and seeds and whole grain and seafood omega-3 fats and polyunsaturated fats such as olive oil. So it's unconsumption, not enough of those things, but overconsumption, that's too much, of unprocessed red meats, processed meats of all kind, and we're back to sugar, sugar-sweetened drinks and salt. The researchers whose work is published in the journal, American Journal of Medical Journal, predicts that 320,000 deaths in the US could be attributed to these foods every year. If their findings hold true for the UK, then equivalent number would be 65,000 deaths would be linked to the over-consumption of processed meats and too much red meat, and all kinds of processed meat and sugar sweetened drinks and too much salt, and the under eating of those other good foods which is you should be eating fruit, vegetables, some nuts, some seeds, whole grains, seafood, that's the omega-3 containing foods, that's your salmon, tuna, mackerel, herring, etc. And the good oil, the polyunsaturated fats, such as olive oil. This is, once again, this phrase, the Mediterranean diet. Another very interesting article was headlined, 4 minutes burst of exercise could stop you aging. 4 minutes. It goes on to say, cycling at full pelt for just 4 minutes at a time may be able to stop the aging process. Researchers say short bursts of super intense exercise, used for example in gym spinning classes, reverse damage to cells that decline over the years. Their study contradicts the idea that long exercise sessions work best. The scientists concluded that just 4 minutes of all-out cycling, and I'm not saying people, listeners, should be doing this if they've got bad hearts or they're not fit, but in general, it's saying that 4 minutes pedaling like the clappers on a stationary exercise bike, followed by 3 easier minutes, and needing 12 times a week, along with 90 minutes of walking, say on a treadmill, then the interval training works better than longer cycling sessions. And weightlifting, it's working better than longer cycling sessions and weightlifting to halt the cell's batteries, the little parts of our cells called the mitochondria. What the exercise at this high speed is doing, it's fixing the DNA defects in the little engines in our cells. They're little sausage-shaped bodies called mitochondria. You have up to 5,000 of them in every cell in your body. And by doing this fast cycling, it's believed to help stave off disease of old age, especially such as heart failure and cancer. The research was carried out at the famous Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, America. They found that interval sessions also improves fitness, cuts body fat, so once again, and it says the words, and wards off diabetes. They signed up 72 men and women aged 18 to 30 and another group 65 to 80 for high-intensity training, resistance training. The good news for the time-poor office workers listening was that short bursts were the best. Based on everything we know, there's no substitute for these exercise programs when it comes to delaying the aging process.
In which case, Dennis, we've got to hold you there, because otherwise we'll just go on and on and it won't be as effective as the short burst.
And I think I'm going to get a stationary bike and start doing 4 minutes high-intensity.
Honestly, there's no stopping you, is there? It's just relentless.
The Q Town will give me the energy to do it from Farmer Nord's products.
Well, there you are, you see. Dennis...
To be continued next week.
I would have thought so. I take it you'll be returning, obviously.
Thanks, Bobby. Thank you. Thank you.